Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show, 622. Brock Unter.
What's up, man? How you doing, brother?
Doing good, buddy. And now let's get right to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown or winning the World Series. There you go.
That's right, man. Hey, Bud. Major League Baseball. Let's talk about it, man. Last night, 2020 World Series, it happened and it ended. They did it. They made it through a full entire, well, kind of a full entire season. Even though all of this stuff has been going on and nobody could do anything and blah, blah, blah. And we said in the beginning of the year, there's no way any sports could be happening. They did it. They finished baseball, man. Last night, the Dodgers beat the Rays 3-1. LA wins 4-2 in that series. Mookie Betts scored the go-ahead run in the sixth inning, added a solo homer. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat Tampa Bay, like I said, 3-1 to win the World Series for the first time since, when do you think the last time they won the World Series was, Brock?
The Dodgers, was it like, it wasn't that terribly long ago, was it? 96.
96, 1988.
All right, I wasn't terribly far off.
Not terribly off, too far off. Yeah, 1998. Listen to this, man, and thanks to Mookie Betts, stealing a base during game one of the World Series. Today is the day to head on over to Taco Bell for your free taco. That's right.
Yes.
All you have to do is ask. They will give you a Doritos Locos taco. No charge, no questions asked. Thank you, Mookie.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dodgers. Congratulations for, well, more importantly, my free taco.
Yeah, the free taco's the big thing here. Who cares about the World Series? We got a free taco coming, man. Hell yeah.
So there you go. I'm going to fill up on I'm going to eat that taco with joy today, Brock.
And Hunter,
joy.
Just so everyone knows, you can't like go through, get a free taco, and then put on a fake mustache and go back through and get another free taco. That's not how it works.
How would they know?
I have a fake mustache on. They're never going to know, man.
You'll never know. Let's talk about college football a little bit. Last Friday, Wisconsin Badgers pleasantly surprised by their performance of their backup quarterback, Graham Mertz, as he led the team to a victory over Illinois. He was diagnosed with the old corona, though, Brock. I know you're a Badgers fan. You're Wisconsin boys over there. Listen to this, though. Things got even more worse for the Badgers. Third-string quarterback Chase Wolf also tested positive, leaving the fourth-string quarterback Danny Vandenboom.
He's got to be a freshman, huh?
Dude, I don't even think he is a freshman. I think he's in like eighth grade. I'm serious.
I might have a chance to finally make the team now. I should go over there.
And what happens? Like it's got to be the last string. You only have four, right? Yeah. I didn't even think college has had four QBs in the arsenal.
Well, I got a feeling that that this cat is probably like he played quarterback. He's got a decent arm, and he's like bottom of the barrel. But you never plan on getting to that guy. You never do.
He's like the second string placeholder / fourth string QB.
Yeah.
You know, that's usually how it works out in that way. But, damn, dude, you know, Wisconsin, always a good team, man. Wisconsin always brings the heat, and we'll see if they can do it with their four-stringer. So something a little interesting there in college sports there for you.
Nice.
Most importantly, though, congratulations, Dodgers. I kind of wanted to focus on that right now, and we'll do the same next hour for sports because, well, there's really not much going on here midweek. So congratulations, 2020 World Series winner, the Dodgers.
All right.
Well, and good. We get free tacos.
And we get free tacos, even better. Well, that's your sports, as always, brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back with more. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Rockstar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, big part of Rammstein's, success, but in the limelight, how they kind of got in the limelight, or what helped a lot, the old CKY videos.
Oh, I thought
started
it was
one of They're one of their old CKY videos with Duhast.
I thought it was from the movie Triple X with Vin Diesel. Because you know that's Rammstein in the movie.
It is.
Yep. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, then.
There you go. Take that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Anyway, folks, we got to keep her moving right now. It's time. That was like, okay, facts, and then stopped. All right, good. It's time for sports. Let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Okay, then. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing. Okay, then. Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Hit us with it, Hunter. What do you got?
All right, you know what? I'm going to start it with something a little different. I think you'll enjoy this, man. NASCAR will make a fourth attempt to complete its playoff race at Texas Motor Speedway today. After a persistent mist and cold temperatures continued the long delay. So, yeah, the third consecutive delay. This race is going to happen at some point. Maybe today, maybe next month, whenever it stops raining. But they're going to try. So, little NASCAR news there
NASCAR!
For you, man. I think what we really wanted to talk about, big news, man, last night. Somebody won something. And I think you know who I'm talking about. Major League Baseball 2020 World Series came to an end last night. I didn't even originally think it was going to happen. I didn't think any sports was going to happen. And here we are talking about victors in the sports world, in baseball. The Dodgers beating the Rays last night 3-1. LA wins the series 4-2. Congratulations. Big time, big news there. And like I said, it was an odd year. But we found a victor. So congratulations to the Dodgers there.
Nice.
And if you really don't care about that, here I got something you'll really care about. Same thing with baseball. Has to do with last night. Mookie Betts stealing a base during game one of the World Series. Today is the day, ladies and gentlemen, to head over to Taco Bell for your free taco.
Yes.
All you have to do is ask. They'll give you a Doritos.
Mookie.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I like that guy. That guy's really good. They're going to give you a free Doritos Locos Taco. No charge, no questions asked. Just get your damn taco, get the hell out of there. Thank you, Mookie. Congratulations, Dodgers. I'm starting to like baseball a little bit more.
Yeah, free tacos are involved. You're going to like it. Hey, I got a story. Can I say this?
Story time. Give it to us. What do you got?
For the Cowboys, when it rains, it pours. So this just happened recently. The Cowboys defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan, was giving a press conference on Monday when he had an itch in his eye, but he still had hot sauce on his fingers from lunch.
Oh, God.
He was forced to pause the press conference to get things sorted out. It keeps getting worse for the Cowboys.
Dude, it's bad. You should listen to ESPN. So just recently I started listening to, what's the show called? With Stephen A. and Max Kellerman, you know.
For Your Consideration?
Whatever the show's called. Yeah. But, dude, they won't even, like, hardly talk about it. They're talking about it a lot, actually. But they're not, like, ripping on him anymore. Like people are starting to feel kind of bad. Yeah. Like, it's so bad that it's like you got to help him up a little bit. Like, you're all right, man? Like, you guys going to be good over there?
You know.
It's very interesting what's going on in Dallas right now because – it's almost so bad that you're like, all right, man, somebody keep an eye on those guys over there.
When we live in a world where we're praising the Browns for a good play and we're going, what the hell's going on with the Cowboys? you know, we're in a complete upside down world. Only in 2020 would the Browns be doing well and the Cowboys just sucking.
Dude, I watched the Little Giants yesterday. The Cowboys couldn't even win in that.
Oh, my God. It's the year of the Little Giants. I don't know. Anyway. You got anything else? Sorry, I thought that was funny and I wanted to share.
No, that was good. That was a good ending. I like that. That's your sports for Wednesday, man.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.